This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Interesting show today. We're going to deal with globalism versus nationalism. Going to wrap the show up in the last two segments with Valentin Schmidt from the Epoch Times. He is a business editor. He is incredibly skookum, for lack of better terms, when it comes to the situation that's going on with China. But as a preview, I have my friend Jim McKinney on the line with us right now. We're going to talk about Joe Biden. And the reason we're going to do that, because we're going to obviously talk a lot about the Chinese philosophy versus the American philosophy. Joe Biden says China is not a problem. And by way of introduction, and then I'm going to turn the mic over to Jim, I just want to say that China is a problem. China is almost as strong, if not as strong, as we are. And if the globalists get into power because they want to feel warm and fuzzy about helping some 12-year-old kid living in Vietnam making tennis shoes, they can do that, and that's fine. It's not fine, actually, because that will be the death knell, in my opinion, for the United States. Jimmy, you got the mic, bud.
Yeah, I just believe that people are beginning to wake up to the fact that globalism and the idea of this, you know, allowing us to equalize the world system actually reduces the U.S. influence over the world system. And if the U.S. influence is reduced, that means you don't have the same set of standards for rule of law. You don't have the same set of standards for equality and rights and regulations for environmental issues, all those issues. And I believe what the Obama administration, what the Clinton philosophy and what the Biden philosophy pitch is, hey, you know, we're part of this big global system. We should all be equal. The reality is we're not equal. China is controlled by one man and a handful of supporters in the Communist Party, and they have total control over the population. We don't want to sacrifice and equalize the system to let them demographically direct the future of the world. If we do that, then we're going to lose, and we will become under their thumb. And so that's a very big issue. And unfortunately, with, you know, Joe Biden and the socialist candidates and the extreme progressives that continue to argue for this kind of philosophical view that the United States is not the world's leader and shouldn't be the world's leader, they really don't understand or ignore or in fact want to undermine the fact that we have made the planet a much better place with those basic philosophical views that an individual is equal to or greater than the state. And China is completely the opposite. The state must be the leader and the manager. And that state is controlled by a handful of people, totally undermining democracy.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Biden, because I think in order to solve the problem, we're going to have to talk about perhaps the fallacies, for lack of better terms, of Joe Biden. I watched a number of interviews last night, and I want to make one comment, and that is I watched Joe Biden when he appeared before the Council on Foreign Relations back almost a year ago in 1983. One of our great listeners sent in the link to that, and so I watched the whole thing. It was almost an hour, and I have to say that Biden in that particular setting did not look bad, and it made me a little concerned because he didn't look bad. Well, Jimmy, you sent me some videos last night of what Joe Biden looks like today. Actually, they appeared on Fox News. Last thing I did last night is I watched those videos, and I have to tell you, number one, Joe Biden does not look good anymore. He made a comment that he kind of laughed off they were asking him about China, and he said China's going to eat our lunch, and then he kind of slapped himself and said, Joe, what are you talking about? That's not what you wanted to say. Well, that's kind of a scary thing. That's not what you wanted to say. But I have to agree with you, Jim, in the sense that perhaps his age is catching up with him at this point. I don't want to dwell on that for both segments, because I want to talk a little bit about Biden and his philosophy, but I want to talk about that one particular fact first. You're on, Bud.
Yeah, so, you know, he said, China's going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. I'm basically saying, and then he began to justify why the Chinese can't do it. They don't understand, and he confused the East and the West and some other issues in that little clip. But most importantly, his philosophy is actually being driven by an old school, not only elitist view, but also a politically corrupt view. He's getting a lot of money, and his son's getting a lot of money lobbying for Chinese interests and this large hedge and investment fund. And, you know, Biden is like the old school politicians that will take money in order to support anything. And I'll give you an example. Just before the November election, just this last November midterm, he was in Michigan and spoke at a fundraiser for Representative Fred Upton. $200,000 for the economics club in the area. Fred Upton's a Republican. People walked away from that speech in a very tight race for Upton, and basically he supported Upton. And that was completely against the Democrat in the race, in a close race, when Upton was struggling for victory, and kind of helped to push him over the edge. There's a lot of people that didn't like that, but he took $200,000 for it. That's the old school idea of that you can just, you know, do whatever you want up in the elite levels is fading. And Joe Biden is one of those guys. And that party control that tried to control the Clinton election process and allow this old 70-plus-year-old socialist independent, who wasn't even a Democrat, to run against her as the only competition, shocked them, because he was able to raise so much ground root support. That leadership, old school, elitist, controlling Democratic policy leadership in the DNC is fading. They're going to have a tough time. And I think Joe's trying to reach to them. And I think the groundwork and all the ground game from the Sanders campaign and from the other campaigns are going to move away from it. It's going to hurt the Democratic Party a lot, and they're going to end up hurting themselves as we get deeper into the primary race.
Well, I got to tell you, Jim, I think the thing that's hurting the Democratic Party the most is the fact that they are really, really, even at this point in time, they are leaning towards, I would have to say, a controlled government, similar to China or whatever. You can call it socialism, you can call it whatever you want, but I think there's an awful lot of people who are starting to believe the ALCs of the world and some of the other folks who really feel that China as a country has been successful. They are basically communistic, as you said yourself. China is run by one individual, you know, with just a very few supporters, two or three or four or five or six or whatever. You know.
And the security apparatus, yeah.
Yeah. And the fact of the matter is, if you look at Russia at this point in time, Russia has also gotten very strong under Vladimir Putin. And I have to also say that maybe that's appealing to some people. I mean, you know, the pendulum swings both ways. The pendulum right now in the United States could very well be swinging way, 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 way left. And if that happens, I'm very, very sad. Got 30 seconds, Jim, and then we got to take a commercial break. You got the mic, bud.
Well, I think it would be sad. I think the American people actually fundamentally believe in individual freedom and want to protect that. I think they're going to fade back, and this what we hear from the media is not the reality of what we're finding on the ground and what people really want. And when they really face it, it's tough. You can't keep hate going so long, and I think the hate against this administration, again, is going to fade. And the people that are dividing are the left.
Ladies and gentlemen, quick commercial break. I'm going to be right back with some rather interesting ideas from both Big Al and Jim McKinney. Stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Continue with Jim McKinney. You know, Jimmy, I have an interesting question for you, and that is maybe people really want to be led. I mean, I am a bit of a student of history, and I kind of wonder right now, as an example, when you look at, for example, what happened in as an example, for example, there's an interesting play on words. When you look at what happened in Germany because of the really terrible economic conditions when Hitler got into power, I mean, that was almost an unconscionable, not almost, Hitler was an unconscionable individual, wanting it as part of his economic plan to solve what he called to be the Jewish problem was something that absolutely amazing. But you know what? He pulled it out. Does that show in your mind, as it does in mine, that people sometimes simply want to be led? And maybe that's what people in the United States want. Comments?
Well, yeah, I have this theory. It's called the 95-5 theory. So 90% of the people want someone to tell them what to do. They want to live their lives. They don't want to worry about anything. They just want to do their work. They want to go on and do. 5% of the people, they want to lead for altruistic reasons, or they have natural capacity, and they actually think of others. But the other 5% are leaders too, but they're out for their self-interest, and they're going to do whatever they can to make things happen in their way, which are where the Hitlers come from, where the Stalins come from. And yes, people do want someone to be led, or want to be led by someone that's strong character, that's going to say something, that's going to give them a direction. What I think is fundamental about American philosophical view is, because of our Constitution, because of our historical precedents, that we really understand that we want to protect our own individual rights. We want to protect those freedoms. They've been eroded. There is no question they've been eroded as government has taken over in many areas of our lives. And of course, now we have big media and social media and big efforts to shape people's minds. My fear is that the technologies, artificial intelligence, machine learning, that looks and evaluates huge data pools and then shifts people's minds and knows how to target them on advertising, but knows how to target them with information, will actually take us in a direction that could support socialist ideologies. That's what the Chinese government's doing right now. They're using those types of technologies to control people and to keep them completely loyal to the state and threat of imprisonment if they aren't, and through law. And they've passed laws. If you undermine or say anything negative against the state, you're going to go to jail. And they've got the technology to track you. Yep. That is incredibly scary. And what we fail to see in our system right now is how effective that is. And some of these leftist progressive leaders are actually encouraging that type of technology and using it in campaigns, as we've seen, and in trying to shape a view. And that's where the socialists have an advantage. And yes, that is incredibly frightening as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I say one thing right now. The situation that Barr is in, B-A-R-R, is in right now is an interesting situation, and I want to tell you why. I'm not knowledgeable enough about IT to be able to comment on, is it even possible for, say, the Russians to, shape the outcome of an election? I don't think it is. But the fact of the matter is, if it's possible, that is an extremely, extremely dangerous situation, in the sense that then, in fact, people aren't even voting for what they want. They're voting for what they are programmed to do. And looking at the environment surrounding the 2016 election, what with Clinton's emails, et cetera, I would have to say that without a doubt, probably she was at fault, or I should say the DNC was at fault in that particular situation. But, I got to tell you, man, when you really stop and think about the power of the Internet and how it can force us, make us do things that perhaps if we were a little bit more clear thinking, we wouldn't do, that could be our downfall. And the reason I say that is America is great, et cetera, et cetera, but it's individuals who are making that happen. And the individuals in China and the individuals in Russia are every bit as intelligent and well-versed in IT as the individuals here in the United States.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not as worried about the I am worried about the Chinese and the Russians' influence. But more importantly, I'm worried about Google, Facebook, some of our elite globalists, people that control both the media apparatus, because Microsoft, Microsoft Network, Comcast, Google, Facebook, these massive corporations, the most capitalized industries in this nation, which have the power to shape our voices in order to support their interests, and their interests are very much towards the globalization process because they have to expand markets. So, and their political philosophical views are different within the current administration. So, yeah, that's pretty frightening, and that's what, in my view, is what we really have to think hard about, and what, you know, our regulators got to think hard about when we want to protect those fundamental principles of speech and assembly, of faith and religion, and the press, because the press isn't free if someone's dictating what it's going to, you know, what the outcomes are. And that's what, you know, people need to understand.
Jim, I think the press right now is very definitely not free. I think the press is very definitely controlled. All you have to do is look at the owners, the individual owners of some of the largest newspapers. I mean, when you stop and think about it, globalism is a great thing for the Jeff Bezos folks of the world. You know, and if you own the New York Times, as a Mexican fellow does, it's a great thing for them, too, because it's obviously going to increase the size of their individual markets. And when that happens, you know, you're going to have a few people that are going to benefit greatly by globalism. But, you know, the Jim McKinneys, the Laura McKinneys, the Al Corlins, the Kathy Corlins of the world, we're not going to benefit, not even close. That's why we have to be very, very aware and very outspoken of our views as they relate to the upcoming election.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos, Washington Post is his public relations firm. Sure. Carlos Slim, New York Times public relations firm. You know, these, yeah, you know, Microsoft, Microsoft Network, MSNBC, Comcast, these big global corporations, ABC, Disney, you know, those are, you know, that's Bob Iger's public relations firm. These things, in order to meet social justice requirements and impose different ideas and philosophies on people and try to shape their mindsets to where they believe a certain way or think a certain way and undermine people, reduce the voice of people that have a counterthought, completely contrary to the fundamental basic principles of the United States, and that's what we need to fight against. We need to be worried about that.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
That's exactly right, and that's why 2020 is an incredibly important election. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to continue this discussion with a little bit of a different perspective, not perspective, but with a different individual, Valentin Schmidt, business editor of the Epoch Times. Stick around, be back right after the news.
Find out more about today's guests. Visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The First Lady and I are thrilled to be with you as we celebrate Japan's Reiwa era, very special time, and affirm the close economic ties between our two nations.
President Trump, after arriving in Tokyo, where he'll be meeting with the Prime Minister and also Japan's new emperor, the president plans to play a round of golf or two and also attend a sumo wrestling championship match. A GOP congressman blocks a massive disaster aid bill that would have sent $19 billion to hurricane, flood, and wildfire victims. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
Texas Congressman Chip Roy says the bill should have included President Trump's requested funding for aid to the southern border.
There's no reason this disaster supplemental should not have included the quite modest $4.4 billion that Director of OMB Vogt sent to Capitol Hill.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, continuing on with KER Problem 6. You know, in my opinion right now, the most important topic, not only of the day, but of the minute right now, is the U.S. situation with mainland China. Talked about that a little bit with Jim McKinney, and Jim and I were talking about some of the responses from the presidential hopefuls. I'm not going to use the word candidates, but I'm going to use the word hopefuls. I find it really interesting, and I watched a number of interviews with former Vice President last night, where he was discussing the situation with China, and his comment about China was China really doesn't represent a problem. I am not sure that that is a true statement. As a matter of fact, I totally disagree with it, depending on how you define the word problem. China is a very, very powerful country right now, and I think to say that they don't represent any, I guess I'd use the word threat to the United States, is a very false statement, and I'm amazed that Biden said that he didn't think that was the case. Got Valentin Schmidt on the line. Valentin has been around with us since 2013, and I truly appreciate that. He's a business editor of the Epoch Times. The Epoch Times, in my opinion, and I've said this numerous instances, that the Epoch Times, in my opinion, is an absolutely brilliant newspaper. I think if you want to get true, no BS reporting, truly no fake news. You go to the Epoch Times. It's quite frankly the only hard copy newspaper that I personally read. What do you think about Biden saying China does not represent a problem, Valentin?
Hey, well, first of all, thanks for continuing to support me since 1913. I'm glad I'm still in relatively good shape after around 106 years. But 2013 we met, and it's been great. Thank you so much. And I will answer your question about...
My pleasure.
About... and it's a very simple, like, if you really want, you know, you don't want to get lost in the weeds and the twigs and the woods, and you want to see the forest rather than the trees, then you always have to ask yourself, is this nationalism versus globalism, or it is nationalism versus globalism, and then which side are the different parties on? Obviously, Joe Biden is a globalist, so he's going to just tout what we've been hearing for 30, 40 years, New World Order, you know, quote-unquote liberal trade, blah, 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 blah. And China at the, you know, this is what you have to understand about China. China is at the very heart of the Western globalist agenda. Otherwise, it wouldn't be where it is today. I mean, it started with Henry Kissinger in the 70s and Nixon. There was absolutely no need to support the communists back then and open China up, even though, you know, despite what people say, it was important to get them on the U.S. side versus the Soviet Union, which is nonsense because they aren't on our side. They're first and foremost on their own side. And the funny thing is they're very nationalist. And they have exploited the international institutions like the IMF, the WTO, the World Bank, you name it, in order to basically further their nationalist agenda. So this is very paradox. It's just that the Western globalists, they needed China to weaken the nation of the United States so they can get rid of nationalism and then construct whether it's a complete, you know, Western government or whether it's a global government with China. But you can't have that if you have the United States very strong as a nation. And that's why they kept pushing on China and they kept doing nothing when China flaunted all the rules, which are pretty lenient anyway, especially the trade rules, but all the other rules, human rights violations, you name it. I mean, it's basically the same as the United States doing business with Nazi Germany back in the days, which it did, by the way, and has been rightfully criticized for that. And it's repeating the same mistake with various genocide-level persecutions going on in China. And still, they get all this preferential treatment from Clinton, from George W., from Barack Obama. But it stopped with Trump. Why does it stop with Trump? Again, going back to the globalism versus nationalism, Joe Biden versus Trump. Trump is a nationalist, especially an economic nationalist. He wants a strong United States of America. He doesn't believe in globalism or international corrupt institutions for good reasons. So he wants to strengthen the United States as a country. And, I mean, this is crazy if you think about it. Supposedly, you know, you guys have elections here, and the winners of those elections, you're the people's representative, are supposed to represent the people who live in that country. But this just frankly hasn't been the case, or at least since Ronald Reagan, in my opinion, whereas all the others, including Congress, Democrats, Republicans, it doesn't matter, have sold out. The people of the United States have sold out the country of the United States to promote their idea of globalism. Trump is the first guy who has been consistent since his campaign, and that he's against that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, it's rather interesting to me. I think people are downplaying or underplaying the role of China. Let's flip over. I'm going to talk more about this in the next segment, but let's just touch on the subject right now about what's going on with Trump's actions in terms of tariffs and the rest of it. Do you think he's going to be successful and make in making, and I'm going to be polite here, in making China, I don't want to say a benevolent partner, but a, let's say, a non-aggressive trading partner? I personally question that that's going to happen. I don't think it will, but I'm curious as to what your insights are on that, Valentin.
Okay. So what have we seen recently with the trade deal? As usual, when politicians do something, it's always a lot of talk, it's a lot of meetings, it's a lot of headlines, and the market then goes haywire, and it's like, oh, we have a deal, we have a deal, oh, we don't have a deal, you know, then it crashes. But basically, what we have right now is nothing. We have absolutely nothing. All we have is, and, you know, this is, again, you know, Trump, you know, in a positive way, he imposed some tariffs on some Chinese products because they didn't comply as expected with their end of the bargain. But so far, you know, it's still like for them, it's also, you know, not a real big deal. Of course, they don't like it, but it's not a make it or break it. And so to answer your question, short answer is no, Trump will not succeed. Finally, to make a win-win agreement with Canada, with China, similar to what we now sort of have. I mean, you know, none of this government-managed trade is really perfect, but it's better with the new NAFTA. It's better what you have with the European Union. It's absolutely the worst with China, and Trump will not succeed to make a win-win arrangement there. Why? It doesn't have anything to do with Trump. It has to do with China. If China concedes to all these demands that Trump has, basically, you know, relatively free trade compared to what we have with the other nations, basically you can forget about Central Communist Party rule. That's a direct consequence. You open up everything, Communist Party rule collapses. It's a relatively complicated chain of events, but that's how you have to look at things. So obviously the leaders of the Chinese Communist Party, they don't want that to happen. They want to keep on to the power. So what's their best strategy? Obviously their best strategy is to play for time, because they also don't know, they know they will not be able to fully or strong arm Trump into giving up this agenda because they have a weaker hand, economically speaking. So what's their best bet?
Hold it.
Because it's important. So they, their best bet is to play for time, because unlike them, Trump faces re-election in 2020. And for them, the best bet is that Biden gets elected in 2020, then the whole hocus pocus is over and they can go back to normal. But that, obviously, we don't know what is going to happen then. But if Trump stays, we're going to have back and forth, you know, deal, no deal, some concessions, withdrawal, et cetera, some escalation. That's going to be very messy.
Be right back.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Okay, welcome back. It's you, Valentine Schmidt. You know, Valentine, we towards the end of the last segment, you were talking about the fact that China is at this point in time biding its time, waiting to see what's going to happen in the 2020 elections. And you indicated that if Biden happens to get elected, if Biden happens to beat Trump, which I don't think he will, but if that happens to be the case, that's going to play right in China's hands. Can you elaborate on that for me, please?
So yeah, that's it. I mean, then we are back to the globalists' agenda of weakening the United States on a global stage, and then China gets what they want. So that's the best strategy at this point in time. The absolutely worst outcome for them is Trump being reelected. We get more of this back and forth, and eventually it will escalate more because Trump is going to lose patience. It's going to be like, look, guys, you're not keeping your end of the bargain, which they, by definition, cannot. They cannot give him what he wants unless they were to lose power, which, of course, they're never going to do that. We're going to see a lot of that back and forth. If Trump gets reelected, then it really becomes interesting whether the Communist Party will then, because they have so many other issues. So this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back in the Chinese economy, whether they will collapse before Trump's second term is up. That will be really interesting. Of course, it could be the case that they manage to scrape by, and then even if it's 2024, we get another more mainstream candidate that is more like a globalist than a nationalist, and then we're back to where we were in 2016 and the 8 years of Trump. Probably won't have done much to change it. That doesn't mean he shouldn't try it. Of course he should, because he's the people's elected representative, and that's his only chance. But this is a far messier and less clear-cut scenario than what most people really think about. They think about deal in terms of deal or no deal, but we're not going to get that.
You know, I've got to tell you, Valentine, the way this country is going right now with the progressive movement, right now, it's really hard to say in my mind. I mean, I happen to be a nationalist, but it's really hard to say in my mind if my philosophy and your philosophy, obviously, is going to prevail. And the reason I say that is when people talk about nationalism, they don't understand that we may be nationalistic. I'm sorry. When people talk about globalism, they, I don't think, understand. And the globalism may feel like a warm and fuzzy philosophy because, I mean, my God, you're helping people throughout the world, etc., etc. You know, never mind the Amazons and the huge profits that they're making, and never mind all of that, etc. But I think the danger in globalism is that you can't convince me that China is a globalistic country, and you can't convince me that the Soviet Union is a globalistic country. They are both very, very nationalistic, and I think that's the reason that nationalism for the United States is by far the safest way to go. Any comments?
Well, yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. So first of all, let's start with that. Even though the Chinese always talk about globalism because they've been on the benefiting end and they have gotten very preferential treatment and rules within the globalist framework that they then have violated, so obviously it suits them to talk about it, but if you really look at it, they've pursued a very nationalist agenda that precisely serves not so much the Chinese people, but the people who are in power there. And here the premise is different because supposedly the elected representatives here are supposed to represent the people who live in this country, and they really haven't done that until Trump. And of course we all know that the mainstream media and the public education system and they just basically brainwash people to think that that you can solve any and all problems with government. And then obviously the next logical conclusion is that you need the individual governments get in your way, and then you need a world government that controls individual governments, and then you have a nice global vote and blah blah blah. But at the end of the day, all this will do, and that's always the case, is that it will incentivize the poorer people to vote for policies, whether on a national or an international scale, to redistribute wealth from the richer people. And you see that very well, and I think the European Union is a great example on a regional level where you have exactly the same process, where eventually you just end up with this bureaucratic super state that controls your life, you know, tells you when you can switch off on your coffee maker or your vacuum cleaner, what light bulbs you can buy, all this kind of stuff to further their centralized agenda. And freedom of speech has been completely out of the window in the European Union, is already out of the window in China. They don't have it. Relatively speaking, you know, despite all the flaws, the United States is still a great country when it comes to freedom and individual responsibility and liberty, and that's why U.S. nationalism is so important, because you guys still have more of those values left, and I personally believe those are values worthwhile preserving. And that's why U.S. national agenda, because precisely it has the right values, is worth it. I think Venezuela is also a nationalistic regime. I don't think pursuing their values is worthwhile. Again, China, same thing, very nationalist, pursuing their values, not worthwhile. But the United States, yes, it's got good values, and so it's worthwhile pursuing that agenda, and that's what Trump is at least trying to do.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, Valentino, I get a real big bang, a very big bang, for lack of better terms, about people, of people, from people who feel that nationalism is a good thing because we're helping out, you know, the poor people of Vietnam, the poor people of other, third world countries, et cetera, et cetera. But actually, that's not what's going on right now. What's going on right now is globalism is truly giving more power, as you've been saying here for the last you know, close to 15, 20 minutes, not that long. But when, as you've been saying, people are concerned right now more with helping out third world countries. And you can, you know, you can only help out, the U.S. can only effectively help out third world countries if, and only if, they are strong enough to be able to do that. Boy, you give China the reins, and you give the Soviet Union, another country, the reins to the sleigh called world peace, and you're not going to have that sleigh anymore.
Oh, absolutely not. Of course not. Especially not peace, because it's true that the United States has been criticized, in my opinion, justifiably so, for waging way too many completely unjustified and unnecessary wars abroad, and it's true that the Chinese and even the Soviet Union, they haven't done that so much. But if you talk about peace of the people that live there,
yeah,
it's basically they didn't wage wars abroad because they were so busy killing of their own population. And if you want to go that route, then, you know, it doesn't even matter if you have wars between countries, because you're going to be living in a country or in a world where you are, where the government wages war against you, and that's not fun.
No, it's not fun. And I have to tell you, in my humble opinion, what I'm looking at right now in terms of the world and in terms of the United States is I am seeing two completely opposite philosophies vying for attention, vying for, I guess I would have to say, the central philosophy of the various countries of the world. And I'm not really sure how this is going to shake out, in the sense that if, let's use a simple example here. If China wins out on the situation, if Trump does not get reelected and we get a Joe Biden in, or somebody like him, I don't think he's going to be the guy, but if we do get somebody like him in there, the fact of the matter is, yeah, you're going to feel warm and fuzzy for a little while because you feel that your country is really retaining its greatness because it's helping out the rest of the world, you know, as we have done in the past. But I don't think that's going to happen. We got about 30 seconds left here. Wrap it up for me, will you?
Well, in 30 seconds, it's kind of tough. But think about more what the United States, what about what help is, and how the United States has helped people. It helped them by providing great products and great services and great inventions that then other people can also use in the rest of the world, and not by dishing out freebies and spicing that innovative and productive power that is the United States here at home.
I agree 1,000%. Valentin Schmidt, thank you so much. Hope you guys enjoyed KER Politics.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.